Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. Another exciting edition of Who's Talking. This is Frank with my co-host, Hobbo. And tonight, Chris Sill has decided to grace us with his presence. Thank you, Chris, for showing up.
Hey, you're welcome.
Otherwise, no Olympic report, and I know how people miss that. All right, so...
That's the first step in doing a good job, by the way, is to show up.
Show up. You've got to show up, Chris. What, no. If there's nothing else, you've got to show up, brother. All right.
We'd like to see the Virginia football team show up one of these days, but that's another issue.
Hey, guess what? 12 noon this Saturday.
There you are.
Down in Florida.
Coral Gables.
Sunny Florida. The Wahoos.
Well, technically it isn't Coral Gables. They play at Dolphin Stadium, which I don't think is in Coral Gables.
Yeah. It's not on campus.
Right. Yeah.
I think people have to drive.
I think it's up the coast.
Yeah. They've got to drive 30 minutes to go see their beloved Canes. Particularly since we retired the old Orange Bowl with a thrashing, which I don't think anybody's ever going to forget. What was that, like 44 to nothing?
That was a good night for the Hoos.
48 to nothing.
That was a spanking if there ever was one.
It's been too long since we've had a few nights like that.
Yeah.
But they're coming back. It's just a matter of time. If not this year, certainly next.
Well, speaking of coming back, this game this Saturday is an important one. Listening to Mike London's teleconference today at 3 o'clock, it was pretty obvious that pretty determined, serious tone to his voice. And he said, with a little speech before he took questions, he said, we had to take a moment to look at ourselves. We need to do some reps for all of our players because we want to look at everybody. Looking at recruiting, we're working on some things there. Gave a chance for injured players to heal up a little bit. Kids had to focus on their classes because the semester is winding down. And he talked about Brent Urban participated in a walkthrough, so it's nice to have the Urbanator back at defensive tackle. Sounds like he's going to go some this Saturday. No comment, though, on Maurice Kennedy, former Verona High School star. Apparently, they cannot, according to Mike London, he cannot address the issues because of the medical condition. It has been rumored and speculated and openly discussed by members of the media that it was a lacerated kidney that knocked Maurice Kennedy out of the lineup, and that's a pretty horrendous injury, and hopefully Maurice is healing up, and we send out our best wishes
to him.
Well,
they officially said he's done for the year?
No, they have not. They just said they cannot comment. Coach London talked about David Watford is his starter. But he said Grayson Lambert's getting reps in practice. Looking for players to get better, competition. So reading between the lines and listening to him today at 3 o'clock, it was pretty obvious to me that right now he's making sure as these two games come up between Miami and then with Virginia Tech, he wants to see which players give their best effort, never quit.
What you're saying is they're writing the two deep down in pencil.
Correct. Well, not so much that, but I think people are playing for next year, and everybody that plays hard and plays well right now is going to get that chance to be a starter in spring ball and summer ball, and he's looking to see what these guys are made of, and to be honest, I think every Virginia fan feels the same way.
Well, these last two games are certainly a character test because the problem is, certainly in the North Carolina game was not as competitive as a lot of Wahoo fans would have hoped. So you would think with the week off, you sort of have a mini camp opportunity to go back to the drawing board and at least come out against Miami and Virginia Tech and compete. That's certainly what we would like to see. But anyway, on the tonight show, the first half hour, we're going to talk a little basketball. Ted Jeffries, the men's analyst, will join us here in a few minutes. We're going to have Chris Wright from the Sabre join us at the bottom of the hour, and then later in the second half hour, Dr. Thorpe Davis will be talking to us about lacerated kidneys, knees, and other things that are on the Virginia football injury report.
And how are we going to handle tonight's show, Hobbo?
Well, we are on the first half hour on WRNL, normal situation. The second half hour will be streamed on RNL. You can get
which
that on iHeartRadio.
Sports Radio 910.
And .com. And is the Sabre also picking it up?
And the Sabre.com. And everyone that's listening on their smartphones, you'll be able to listen to the show without interruption.
And it will be rebroadcast later in the week at 8 o'clock on Wednesday?
Thursday night.
Thursday.
So Thursday night, the show in its entirety will be replayed. So,
and we're doing that tonight because the Hokies have a basketball game tipping off at 7 o'clock. So
against VMI.
Yes, the contractual commitment of RNL means they got to take the Virginia Tech pregame show, which bumps us at least from the traditional over-the-air WRNL side. But at any rate, certainly for the first half hour in Ted Jeffries, everything will be as normal, normally is the case.
All right, so Hubbo, quickly setting the bar here. UVA basketball team dropped to number 25. They did prevail against Davidson 70-57. Cavs apparently responded to Tony Bennett's second half pep talk. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's a game they had to win. And, I some people will look at Davidson and see that they're 0-3, but they lost to Duke at Cameron, and they lost a game up, I think, at Milwaukee on the road. I think Davidson's going to, before it's all said and done, going to be in the NCAA tournament again as a Southern Conference champion. So even though they're 0-3, I think that's deceptive. They're probably a pretty good team. So it's a good win coming off certainly a disappointing loss. I think, VCU is a very good basketball team. They're going to make a lot of noise in the regular season and the postseason. The thing that was discouraging about the game Tuesday night was that Virginia had a 6-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go and was not able to finish. And that was a little bit of a problem last year, so we don't want that to be a problem persistently this year.
One thing's for certain. I think Tony Bennett has plenty of ammunition to remind the players going forward, what they need to do in terms of closing games out. He's now seen the situation, and now he's moved London Perantes into the starting lineup.
Yeah, and I think that was coming. I think everybody sort of, after a game or two, realized that Malcolm Brogdon, nothing against Malcolm, he's just not a natural point guard. He's really a two guard. He was playing out of position and made it difficult for the basketball team. The problem now is if you play Perantes, that means you got Harris, Anderson, and Brogdon, only two of whom are probably going to play at any given time.
Right. All right. Well, I think what we're going to do now, we're going to go to our first break early so that we can allow more time for Ted Jeffries, since we're dealing with a bottom of the hour major switch and change and adjustments dealing with everything we described earlier. So please stay with us. This is Who's Talking. In a few minutes, we'll bring on Ted Jeffries. Stay with us.